Dick shifted gears. Suddenly, as the car began to move again, the boy hollered, "Hold it!" Hopping out, he hurried along the edge of the road, stopped, stooped, picked up 1, 2, 3, 4 empty Coca-Cola bottles, ran back and hopped in, happy and grinning. "There's plenty of money in bottles," he said to Dick. "Why, mister, if you was to drive kind of slow, I guarantee you we can pick us up a big piece of change. That's what me and Johnny been eating off. Refund money." Dick was amused, but he was also interested, and when next the boy commanded him to halt, he at once obeyed. The commands came so frequently that it took them an hour to travel 5 miles, but it was worth it. The kid had an honest-to-God genius for spotting, amid the roadside rocks and grassy rubble, and the brown glow of thrown-away beer bottles, the emerald daubs that had once held 7-Up and Canada Dry. Perry soon developed his own personal gift for spying out bottles. At first, he merely indicated to the boy the whereabouts of his finds. He thought it too undignified to scurry about collecting them himself. It was all pretty silly, just kid stuff. Nevertheless, the game generated a treasure hunt excitement, and presently he too succumbed to the fun, the fervor of this quest for refundable empties. Dick, too, but Dick was in dead earnest. Screwy as it seemed, maybe this was a way to make some money, or at any rate a few bucks. Lord knows he and Perry could use them. Their combined finances amounted at the moment to less than $5. Now all three, Dick and the boy and Perry, were piling out of the car and shamelessly, though amiably, competing with one another. Once Dick located a cache of wine and whiskey bottles at the bottom of a ditch and was chagrined to learn that his discovery was valueless. "They don't give no refund on liquor empties," the boy informed him. "Even some of the beers ain't no good. I don't mess with them usually. Just stick with the surefire things. Dr. Pepper, Pepsi, Coke, White Rock, Knee High." Dick said, "What's your name?" "Bill," the boy said. "Well, Bill, you're a regular education." Nightfall came and forced the hunters to quit. That and lack of space, for they had amassed as many bottles as the car could contain. The trunk was filled. The back seat seemed a glittering dump heap. Unnoticed, unmentioned by even his grandson, the ailing old man was all but hidden under the shifting, dangerously chiming cargo. Dick said, "Be funny if we had a smash-up." A bunch of lights publicized the new motel, which proved to be, as the travelers neared it, an impressive compound consisting of bungalows, a garage, a restaurant, and a cocktail lounge. Taking charge, the boy said to Dick, "Pull in there. Maybe we can make a deal. Only let me talk. I've had the experience. Sometimes they try to cheat." Perry could not imagine anyone smart enough to cheat that kid, he said later. It didn't shame him a bit going in there with all those bottles. Me, I never could have. I'd have felt so ashamed. But the people at the motel were nice about it. They just laughed. Turned out the bottles were worth $12.60. The boy divided the money evenly, giving half to himself, the rest to his partners, and said, "Know what? I'm gonna blow me and Johnny to a good feed. Ain't you fellas hungry?" As always, Dick was. And after so much activity, even Perry felt starved. As he later told about it, we carted the old man into the restaurant and propped him up at a table. He looked exactly the same, thanatoid. And he never said one word. But you should have seen him shovel it in. The kid ordered him pancakes. He said that was what Johnny liked best. I swear he ate something like 30 pancakes, with maybe 2 pounds of butter and a quart of syrup. The kid could put it down himself. Potato chips and ice cream, that was all he wanted, but he sure ate a lot of them. I wonder it didn't make him sick. During the dinner party, Dick, who had consulted a map, announced that Sweetwater was 100 or more miles west of the route he was driving. the route that would take him across New Mexico and Arizona to Nevada, to Las Vegas. Though this was true, it was clear to Perry that Dick simply wanted to rid himself of the boy and the old man. Dick's purpose was obvious to the boy, too, but he was polite and said, "Oh, don't you worry about us. Plenty of traffic must stop here. We'll get a ride." The boy walked with them to the car, leaving the old man to devour a fresh stack of pancakes. He shook hands with Dick and with Perry, wished them a happy new year, and waved them away into the dark.